Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show Manic Monday, and here is our intro music.
This should be called Mad Monday.
Manic Monday,
Manic
is
Monday.
Like the song they played it the last is. Monday. It's a Manic Monday.
Welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the Manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. But, the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Big Brother and Big Brother Canada fans. How's everyone doing tonight? Most of you already know, but in case there's a few out there who don't, I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is June 1st, 2015, and we're happy to have you with us on this beautiful Monday night because we're about to start the Manic Monday Show with our social butterfly host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence. She's just arrived back home from attending the Big Brother Canada Season 3 finale event. And even though she's been with all these Big Brother alumni up at Niagara Falls having a blast, somehow this time she has made it home with most of her voice. Myself and Paul from Minnesota, who co-hosts Michelle's show, and Michelle herself have all three had very busy, hectic days today, but we wouldn't be anywhere else tonight than right here with you all on the Manic Monday Show. I just want to mention that today is my mom's 80th birthday, and it's also one of the Rad Reality Show longtime family members' birthdays, too. Our very, very dear friend, Panther Kitty. So, Panther Kitty, happy birthday to you, girl. We love you so much. Let's say a quick hi to Paul up in Minnesota and then get our host Michelle up here because I can't wait to hear stories about Niagara Falls. So, Paul, how's it going up there in Minnesota?
Doing well. Thank you, Cherry. Hi, everyone. It is a beautiful day up here. I almost hate to say this, Cherry, and I know you probably would never do it, but I know there's some friends of ours that are Blackhawks fans from Chicago, so I will begrudgingly say congratulations to the Hawks for making it to the Stanley Cups. And now let's talk about more pleasant things, right, Cherry?
Yeah. Let's do bring up our host and get Michelle up here with us and find out what she's been up to at Niagara Falls. So let's play her intro and get her up here. Costa. How are you, girl?
What's up, Cherry? What's up, Paul? Oh, my God. Is that a voice I hear? My own? After a crazy weekend event? No. Say it isn't.
How did you do it?
Well, plenty of alcoholic beverages coating the throat area. No, I'm just No, that would probably be the reason why I lost the voice before. I have no idea. I don't know. I think my my throat is getting used to these events. I'm like a veteran now. So the throat becomes a veteran, and it's used to it, which I was a party animal before, so I don't know. I don't know, but, I mean, it's like 99%. You can hear, like, the little raspiness a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's
so
up,
glad.
I'm glad to be here, obviously, talking to you, Attorney Paul. And also, we're back from a sabbatical from last week, which was Memorial Day. So welcome back, Manic Monday listeners. Chat room, how you doing? And I also want to say happy birthday to Cherry's mom. 80 years old,
aww.
Wow, that's a milestone. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I know. It's a big one for her. She's having some issues, but she's doing pretty good for 80. I'm
I know
that
you got to see her today. So did you guys do
yeah.
something special, a cake? Did you shove a thing
Rich
in her face?
Rich and I were there with her last night, yesterday evening, and then I went back and surprised her today. She really wasn't expecting me. I didn't tell her I was going to be there. I surprised her and went into the dining room. You know, she's at an assisted living facility. And so I surprised her in the dining room with a big, huge hanging basket of geraniums. She loves the red geraniums. And I had a great, big, huge, blooming basket of geraniums. And
awesome.
Had two cards attached to it and a great big balloon that said happy birthday, the helium kind. That,
did you suck the helium out of it when you left?
Pardon me?
I said, did you suck the helium out of it when you left?
No. No. So that really surprised her, made her feel good. Everybody in the dining room, you know, knew it was her birthday, and she was getting lots of gifts, and they sang happy birthday to her in the dining room, and she's had a really good day. She's had a good day. So
that is great to hear, and I also want to say, definitely thinking about our Ron last Monday,
yeah.
who was the host and founder of the Rad Reality Show. So we definitely were thinking about him. And also, happy birthday to Panther.
Yeah. Our Panther girl. Panther kitty.
Yes. So happy birthday to Panther. So make sure you guys go back and go on her Facebook and wish her happy birthday. I know you guys are anticipating my stories.
Yeah, but I want to, we have an unknown number and area code from Georgia on here. I don't know if they want to join us on the air, but you press the 1 on your keyboard, on your phone, to let us know that you want to come on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just using your phone to listen to the show.
Well, hello, Georgia. How are you? How's those peaches treating you? I also want to say that we today, for the first time, have met Caitlyn Jenner. And I just want to say that I just think it's so wonderful and fabulous for somebody to just be themselves and be who they want to be and give it and show the world and have their journey put out there. And if anybody doesn't know who I'm talking about,
Was that picture stunning?
I mean, beautiful, absolutely beautiful, Chari. I mean, and it's so courageous, and it's such an inspiration. And So her or me, if you guys have known the Vanity Fair, put out an article which he refers himself, I'm sorry, she refers himself to she or me, was doing what's best for her. So we're welcome to, hopefully Caitlin is listening right now, Cherry and Paul. I think that they better be because we're giving them shout outs. Do you have anything to say about that? I mean, it's really kind of like a monumental moment in, I think, the society, and just somebody being able to be open with such a platform, it's so huge, don't you think?
I do. I think, you know, in looking at that picture, you can certainly see why you know, he's gone through this journey. You can see that, you know, perhaps, you know, obviously he knows best. He was truly made to be Caitlin. I mean, that picture is jaw-dropping, just stunning. I was taken aback when I saw that picture.
Absolutely.
And it's almost sad that he had to wait this long.
But I look at it like at least he was able to fulfill that, because if you read some of the article, he said if he died and he was laying on the deathbed thinking about this, he said he would have been upset that he couldn't have fulfilled his life moment that he wanted, and he was able to do that at the age of 66 with the family that he has and the exposure that he has, because when you get to that kind of limelight, something like this could, you know, be such a huge instrumental moment in anybody's life. And it's been very more positive, I think, than negative. And I think that's more of the non-ignorance of America and the accepting of America, because maybe before, I think maybe a couple years ago, a couple months ago, not as many people would be accepting of it. And you know what? It's not us to accept anything. You know, it's not even our business. We just have to respect the person for what they're doing with their lives. It's not ours, but they're also helping others. So we have to realize that, you know, what, no matter what you feel about this topic, you know, it really is affecting your life in a positive way so that people can be themselves. Paul, what do you think about Caitlin Jenner?
No, what you just finished saying is the most important thing. It has nothing to do with anybody else's feelings on the matter. We have to respect the person. And I tell you, I did not have my sound on. I normally do have some cable news on my TV, and I saw this picture on Vanity Fair, I think the magazine was. And I just had glanced at it, and I thought, oh, that's a pretty woman. I have no idea who that is. And then I happened to be watching later on to find out that that was, you know, the former Bruce Jenner. And I thought, holy cow. So
beautiful, right, Paul?
I had the same response. I have to kind of really quickly, and then we can continue this conversation. Is it raining up in your way or what?
You know, we're waiting on some bad storms to come through.
Okay.
Yesterday, I wasn't here, and there was some really bad weather and some flash flooding, and we're actually waiting for some bad storms to come through, and we do have flash flood warning, so it's a touchy subject right now, Paul.
Okay. The reason I asked is I was going to, with my sound muted, watch the Minnesota Twins facing the Red Sox in Boston, and it says that it has been postponed and will be a doubleheader. And so our Twins are facing the Red Sox, who we swept in three games when they were in Minnesota last week. So that's why I wondered how bad the weather was.
Yeah, I'm sure, Paul. You just wanted to make sure you made that statement.
Of course.
Which, for me, I'm okay with, because it's a million and one games to go. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
And you know how that goes with baseball. It's a million games before you really get to the nitty-gritty, until you get to the cream of the puff.
Yeah. No, the thing that's hard, back to the Jenner story, the thing that's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around, I remember when he won the decathlon and the fame that he had, and I thought, you know, that's who I keep thinking about when I think of Bruce Jenner. And so to switch gears and think of him as a her is still takes me a while for my to wrap my mind around it. But I so support him doing what, you know, is the true person.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how long he's been feeling this for. Like, has it been 10 years, 5 months, 40 years, whatever? You kind of wonder, like, how long he's had this built inside of him, and for him to be able to release that, I feel just like, oh, thank God for him to be able to just, like, be able to let that off his shoulders, you know? That must have been a burden on his shoulders. To keep that in for however long. And I've been putting off just telling you guys everything that happened in Canada. Isn't the build up great?
Yes.
Okay, so do you guys want me to tell you everything or just like a little?
Everything. Are you kidding?
Okay, so let's start off. I'm gonna let you guys know about my journey. Like Caitlyn Jenner, he's telling you his journey. I'm gonna have to learn how to pronunciate the proper verbiage she, because it's gonna take a little bit to say that. But it was such an amazing time I had. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I was able to attend the finale party for Big Brother Canada 3. I missed some of it because it was in Toronto. It started on Wednesday, and it involved the actual finale of Big Brother Canada 3, which I wouldn't have been allowed to go into.
Okay. Michelle, that's what I was confused about. In my head, I had it in my head that you were going to be in the audience for the finale, but that was not the case.
Well, what happens is we've been discussing this for 2 months back and forth. We have this private thing through Facebook with the Big Brother Canada people, and I was told that not even Big Brother 1 was allowed in the studio or the live show because of lack of room, and that also goes for Big Brother US. There's no pass house guests are allowed in the back area besides certain people. So I was like, you know, with my mom and my works, I decided that I'm just going to join them for Niagara Falls because I wasn't going to be able to do really what they were doing. You know, I'm not part of Big Brother Canada, you know, so
right.
If Big Brother 1 Canada 1 couldn't be in a studio on us, I knew I wasn't going to be able to. So I took it upon myself to just join. So what was going to happen is the next many weeks, we will be having Big Brother 3 Canada house guests on Manic Monday. I already have confirmed guests. I have one definitely confirmed that I'll talk about next week, and that is Ninja Jinja. Greg will be on next week, and
Proper.
He will talk about, yes, he will be talking about everything that we want to talk about, which is Big Brother Canada 3 and the finale. And then the following weeks, we will have many more. The reason why I'm not having anybody on tonight from Big Brother Canada 3 is because, number one, a lot of them, besides a few of them, they just got out and they never even went back home. They actually are flying today. So I just didn't think it would be right to be like, oh, by the way, take time for your family that you've been out for 3 months.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
Come on here. I would want them to be on here and kind of be able to register just being home, because I was with them and it was a very intense magical moment, but they're also just shell shocked.
I wanted to respect them. I loved the on your Facebook. Somebody posted a picture of the cast along with you and a whole bunch of, you know, from this season and other seasons, and I really loved that. And where, was that taken up in Niagara Falls?
That was taken up in Niagara Falls. So what happened was is they spent Wednesday and Thursday there, maybe Thursday and Friday, and Friday they all took chartered buses from Toronto, that's where it was filmed, to Niagara Falls. Okay, so I was going to meet them in Niagara Falls. So let me tell you about my journey, which if you guys have all followed me on Facebook, Michelle BB10, you have seen that I have dealt with a lot of delayed flights, which I can tell you every single flight of mine was delayed, going there and coming back.
I felt so bad for you.
Yes, so... I was supposed to get into Niagara Falls Friday at 1. I got to Baltimore at, I think it was 10, and when I got there, I had a 3-hour delay. So I proceedly made my way to the bar and stayed there a long time. And it became a 6-hour delay. So, needless to say, I took out the airport a lot later than I planned on it. So that ruined a lot of my travel routine that I had planned. So I landed in Buffalo finally at, I believe it was 6. And when I got there, I'm in Buffalo, and they're on the Canada side, which I'll tell you guys right now, I've never been to Canada, and I've never been to Niagara Falls. So It was like, you know, anticipation. I couldn't believe it. At the same time, I'm going there for 2 days, and now I've just spent 6 hours of 2 days that I'm supposed to be at this event in the airport at a bar. Yeah. Right, Paul? Oh.
Yeah.
So,
but the picture, it was taken where?
The picture was taken in Niagara. It was taken actually right near the falls.
Michelle, we might have your caller on the switchboard.
Let me screen it, Cherry, okay?
It might not pertain to what we're talking about. So if Paul can just do that real quick, because if they come on, we can just do a segue real quick. And if it's who I'm thinking. So I will talk until that we've ascertained that. So I finally get to the Buffalo airport. So mind you, I got you guys, to go to the border is like 45 minutes. You have to cross the border, so you need a passport, all that stuff. So I had a shuttle bus. So when I got to the airport, the shuttle bus was no longer in service. Cherry, can you believe it? I spent
$3. Oh, my gosh.
For a ticket that I couldn't even utilize because it was no longer in service. It stopped servicing 5 o'clock. So I had to I had to get a cab that was $100 to take me to Buffalo. Canada.
God.
Yeah. But my cab driver was so awesome. He stopped before we went to the hotel and he had me overlook the falls, and when I tell you, I don't know if you've ever been, Cherry, or anybody listening out there, but it was one of the 7 wonders of the world, and I know why. It's a wonder how this beautiful Mother Nature moment can happen just constantly, and the falls is just so beautiful. Cherry, have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
I actually had visited it once when I think I was in grade school, and then later on we ended up moving to Buffalo, New York, and we did go there a few times. You know, when you live at a place like that, you just say, well, we could always go there, but we ended up only going there when friends would come in to visit. But it is absolutely, you have to see it in person, don't you, Michelle?
I mean, it was so amazing. We actually, it was funny because my roommates, who I will tell you who my roommates were, We kind of were going back and forth, like, it's the seventh wonder world, and a couple of the people were like, oh, I don't know, I don't think so, and we were like, no, it was totally the seventh wonder of the world, and it is, it's one of the seven wonders of the world, and to see it is so, like, it was so serene, it was so, for me, it was my happy moment when I saw the Big Brother Canada 3 house guests watching it, and for them, I think it was such a moment because they had such, like, you know, craziness leaving that house, being out and, you know, free and being able to do what they want and watching these falls. I was watching them and they were like mesmerized. They were just like, oh my God, this is amazing. It was so beautiful. You know, we stood on this overlooking kind of road with like fencing and you know, binoculars and all that, and the mist, it was just coming towards you, and there was like a rainbow that was forming in front of you. It was just beautiful, and I'm going to get to us actually going on the boat all together,
so
but back
let me
a little
ask
bit. But,
you,
but do we have
your
the
guest,
caller? Do we see them?
Yes. Is your guest, does he have initials of DL?
Yes, okay, so you guys, we're going to put this on pause real quick because this guest that's coming on was supposed to be on last week, which even we weren't on because of Memorial Day, and we're going to backtrack a little bit, going back to some reality show that had a surreal finale, and they were there, so let's bring them up.
Let's do this. We have the one and only Dennis Luciani on with us. Hi, Dennis.
Hey. Woohoo! How you doing?
Hey. Hey, Dennis.
Yay!
You know,
I can't get too crazy because I'm sitting here at the desk again. So just to warn you guys.
Okay, so that's like a sign that means when he tells you don't do something, do something. Hey, Dennis Lucci, what's up, baby?
How you doing? I'm doing okay. I know you guys wanted to talk to me last week because, you know, like you just said, it was, you know, you're talking surreal. You're talking, you know, I've been to event finals or reality TV finals and stuff before, but this time was really cool just to be there for somebody you actually know and see him actually walk away with it, I still can't believe I was sitting there watching that.
People probably don't know what you're talking about right now, Dennis, and let's inform the listeners, the chat room. What is it, Paul? You want me, go ahead.
Dennis actually came on, boy, it's probably 4 weeks ago. I mean, we were still had no clue what was going to happen in Survivor, but we had all these favorites of ours, and we were talking about different castaways. And Dennis finally let us know that one of the contestants is a good friend of his brother, and we thought he had a good chance of going the whole way, and what do you know?
What are you talking about, Paul? I would never guess. I mean, what do you mean?
Tell us, Dennis.
Yeah, it definitely was Survivor. Now, I'm sorry I didn't make that a little more clear. It was just, you know, that. It was funny to actually have that conversation with you guys a month ago, just to be able to even acknowledge that he had made it that far, you know, at that point, and keep going and be stressed out watching the show since then, just yelling at the TV, don't do that, don't do this, play your idol, don't. It's more stressful than normal when you actually know somebody that's on there.
Oh, I
can
imagine. And so it was Mike that. Was your brother's friend, right?
Yes, it was very nice. He is like super. He's a super guy in person. He was, and you know, he just got a bad rap for that one auction show.
I know.
You know, just a bad rap.
I don't know
when like the little boy that cried wolf, and then nobody believed him in anything he said afterwards.
That's exactly
right.
I don't know if I've ever
pulled so hard for somebody in a Survivor season because of, you know, he played really hard, really fast,
early on, and he kind of got a bad rap, but he kind of worked his way out of it a little bit and was kind of getting back in with the group.
Yeah.
And then when he did that at the auction, it just wiped him out. And people were just gunning for him the whole way. But he kept his faith. He kept his drive. He never gave up. And he just played the game, and he played smart.
I don't know if he played smart. I think he just won every kind of immunity he needed to. I mean, when it really came down to it, he had everybody against him, and all he had to do was win, which is the most difficult thing to do. And he just went in there, Cherry, right? And he won, and he won, and he won.
And he won
and
exactly
really what,
he
it come,
needed
what it comes down to. It really didn't matter who he brought to the end, which I really wish that he had brought Rodney, even though I don't think that he would have won. I just wish he would have brought him because nobody brought him to anything.
Yeah,
I wanted to comment two things, Dennis. Early on, and Cherry remembers this, when the season first started, we weren't all about Mike. We didn't really care much about him, but that's so changed by, you know, halfway through. But the other thing, you know, the auction incident, we keep seeing these shows a week apart, but that auction incident, you know, probably was only, you know, 1 week, you know, previous. People don't forget, you know, something that had happened that recently. And to us, there was weeks apart, but to them, it was probably days afterwards, don't you think?
Right, right. And the other thing, too, it's like everybody else said, you know, my major rules of Survivor is you're playing the Richard Hatch rules of Survivor. Everybody's ripping Mike apart, just like Jen had said in her final speech. She didn't say anything to the three final people. She turned to the jury and ripped them apart and said, why
Which
are you doing
awesome.
Mike?
Which
you
was
I mean?
Pretty
it
awesome,
was, yeah.
Dennis, right?
I agree, because, you know, he was playing, it's not like he did, you know, he didn't really stab anybody in the, he was playing the game. He was playing hard. He was playing way too hard at that point, but he was playing the game. It wasn't like he was trying to be malicious. He wasn't, you know, doing anything that, like, Will did with, you know, with verbalizing, verbal abusing,
Sharon.
He wasn't being mean or, you know, anything like that. He was just really playing hard.
He had no other choice at that point.
He just wanted people to do their chores. You know, he wanted people to, you know, do things around camp and get firewood.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to do things on his time. They wanted to do things on their own time. And he wanted to see things get done. And
he was actually surprised, because you thought he was on a blue-collar tribe, and being blue-collar, everybody was going to be of the same like-minded,
But he started turning on Rodney, so that kind of, I think for me, was the point where the blue collar disintegrated, I think.
Also,
I want to ask you a quick question. It's a little bit off the topic of Mike, but were you in the audience, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when Jeff was, for me, one of the best moments I was kind of thrown back was when Jeff kind of called out Dan. And, you know, Dan, you know, you did this, that, and the other, and we have video.
Mm-hmm.
What was the feeling like inside the studio when that video was exposed and Dan said, thanks for throwing me under the bus,
everybody,
Jeff?
Yeah, everybody sitting with me, and just like everybody probably watching, because I even watched it again when I went home, just to be able to, because it was just like, did I actually really see this in person? I watched it just to be able to relive it again. Everybody was rolling their eyes. Everybody was.
Were you guys rolling your eyes because you guys were like rolling your eyes at Jeff? Were you rolling your eyes because you were like,
we were rolling
oh
our
my
eyes
God,
at Dan.
Thank you, Jeff,
we were rolling
for saying
our eyes
that.
At Dan. We were rolling our eyes at Dan because Dan tried to be the poor me, poor me, poor me stuff. And, you know, with his, you know, reactions to Mike winning all the time, with his reactions to, you know, to that. To what he said, to him, you know, trying to compare himself to Sharon, with him being unadopted, you know, with him, you know, everything that, you know, all Dan was about was an eye roll. You know, he's probably a nice enough guy, but he, you know, a lot of people are also a little upset.
Well, the reason that Jeff had to do that was because since he's been home and on social media,
he's been
continuously saying that Survivor took his words out of context and said things, put things in places they didn't belong, and he had a bad edit. And has been bashing Survivor and saying that he didn't say things in the way they were said on Survivor, and his edit was horrible, and da-da-da, and he's been accusatory to Survivor.
And Jeff had no choice.
Jeff felt like he had to, you know, finally stand up for the show that he has been a part of for so many years and say, look, this is uncut, untouched film.
But why didn't they put that on a show? If they wanted to, like, for me, I felt like he was kind of set up a little bit because from my season, you know, there's editing in every reality show. People ask me all the time, was I scripted? No, I was not. Did I say that? Yes. Did I say that exactly the way they put it? No. But those words did come out of my mouth, but they came out of context. And people say, oh, you know, but you said it. But if you heard the whole sentence, it's not the way it came out. It's you cut off half the first like three words that I said, but then you added the. So for me, I was like, okay, why would they, I don't know. I was a little, I thought that it was good what Jeff did. At the same time, why didn't they put that out there? Why did they wait for that time?
I don't think they expected him to be saying, oh, well, I said that because we were talking about Yo Mama jokes for half of the, you know, for half of the evening before I said that. You know, he made that up. They weren't talking about Yo Mama jokes for half the evening before he said that, you know, comment about, you know, your mama's a whore. And,
all right.
But I don't think he was, like, saying that, like, okay, so from where I'm from, I mean, we joke, like, sometimes it's not funny, but hearing it on the one end, but at the other end, if a lot of other people are joking about it and saying something, and you're saying, I just feel like there's a little bit more to the story because of them bringing up this video. Isn't there more video to maybe this story? And
well,
I think it was great. I think that, you know, it's just bringing them the ratings and, you know, people didn't like Dan anyway. So it was great to, I like
the
Dan. I thought he was like, for me, I like that entertainment value. I like that not everybody should get along. It is a game, and things are said and done, and I understand, you know, there was stuff done with Will and with Cherie and Trin and all this stuff, and for me, it's like, you know, certain things should not be said, but at the same time, okay, we've all struggled in life, so who is anybody to say, I'm dealing with this because I had this happen in my life, but you can't deal with it because you didn't have it. That's not right. Nobody,
okay.
It's a path where we all are learning about each other. We learn about each other, but it's also a game for $1 million. Duh.
Right. The one thing I will say, though, is, you know, a lot of people are also disappointed with, yes, we're glad that Jeff brought it up, but I feel bad for all the rest of the Survivor contestants doing that reunion stuff. So they were just sitting there and, you know, usually like, you know, they like to ask even the first person that was voted out. So what was your experience like? Things like that. Everybody just sat up there.
Because
the whole thing
Carolyn didn't even
on.
Get talked to. And Carolyn was in second place. Carolyn played such a magnificent game. I mean, that girl played a fabulous game of Survivor. She didn't even get interviewed on that show.
Sorry, I was focused on that. She only got one.
Dennis, we're losing you, babe. Come back to us.
Still said that she only got one vote.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And she had a split second place with Will. which
I know
I think is horrible, but you know,
I'm actually a little surprised that she didn't get voted back on to the second chance vote. And you could actually tell her in her face, she was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
What was the feeling like, Dan, Dennis, what was the feeling like when, like, you know, Dan or all of them, well, for me, was Dan surprised that he didn't make it to getting that second chance? Did they reveal it before? Because the Survivor ones that were on this episode didn't know really that they had a second chance, right?
Right. We were all bummed out that she didn't at least get a second chance. I just because she did, you know, she played so well. I mean, I actually, when I voted, the couple times that I voted for all five of them. And, you know, Mike was taken out of all five of them from this season. You know, the Mike, Sharon, Joe, Max, and Carolyn were all part of the groups to get voted back in. But because I liked Max, he was quirky. I liked, you know, and Joe deserved, you know, Joe was a, you know, great player too. That was a threat. I'm glad that Sharon's back. I'm glad, you know, and I'm glad Joe is back. But Carolyn, you know, having made it all the way, seems like she's got the rug ripped out from underneath her, and now to add insult to injury, she has to share a second place win with Will. When it's like, you know, she did all the work, and Will just like coasted all the way to the end as a
yep.
fish.
Yep, I totally agree with you, Dennis.
I have a question for you, Dennis. I don't know if you or your brother might have asked Mike, but we were talking about it on our Survivor show, wondering whether the final three had a chance to address the jury, because that if they did, it did not make the show. Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, even Jeff had said that. Okay, now everything shifts towards the jury, but you will get a chance to plead your case. Jeff even said that, and we were like, okay, where's the pleading of the cases? We didn't hear it. It just jumped straight to the, you know, what the jury had to say.
So
I never got to ask him that question though to see if
that would be a good question to ask, because I feel like maybe they did get to address the jury, but due to time constraints or something, you know, it didn't make the edit.
Whatever's better. If the three people are on have something better to say than what what the jury has to say, because sometimes the jury is like, pick a number from 1 to 20, or you know, some crap like that to be able to. So that,
or maybe Dennis, yeah. They were so, everybody said, I'd vote for Mike if he, you know, I'm going to pick Mike, that it was so apparent who they were going to pick that they didn't want the audience viewing to see what was said and responded to, maybe.
I get, I'm still surprised, because I guess they, you know, they probably edited the crap out of all that stuff, because I'm still surprised that Mike got all the votes that he did. I didn't think Dan would have voted for him. I definitely did not think that Rodney would have voted for him. I'm surprised. I thought Mama C was going to walk away with at least, you know, it was going to be a close call between the two of them.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dennis, switching quickly to, and we can go back to Survivor, but I'm just remembering that you had a special connection with this person, but Big Brother Canada finale, you know, in Big Brother US, they always have a sit down with the jury members in a backyard, and last couple of years we've seen a past Big Brother person come in, sit with them and talk with them about what their thoughts were. Your winner of Big Brother, Ian, was the person that sat down with the Big Brother Canada 3 people in the backyard. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I saw pictures. I knew Michelle was out there, and I saw pictures with Derek. Last year's winner was out there. I did not know that Ian was the one sitting down with the people. That's kind of cool.
Actually, I didn't know that either, and that is interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to get out. I need a jet, guys. So I love talking to you, but I gotta get off the phone.
Okay.
Here.
Well, one quick question. Have you spoken to Mike since you left? Like, how's he doing? Anything along the lines of what's going on with him in his future?
No, I have not. He's like still riding the dream. Right now he's out visiting with Rodney in Boston, and me and my brother are actually kind of pissed. We would have liked to have been there, because we're both from Boston. We would have liked to have been there to be able to show him around.
Boston's strong,
like
baby.
Yep.
Nobody's
going to
display Tom Brady's balls.
I. Oh, geez.
Well,
right,
Dennis,
I
know you got to go, babe. But thank you so much. I know we missed you last week. Thank you for coming on. It must have been so amazing. And I know you are looking forward to Big Brother 17. And I'm sure you've seen the commercials. I'm excited. I'm sure you're excited.
I
know. Well, you better come back on and discuss the upcoming Big Brother. And I just want to say thank you for taking some time out and coming on, babe. I love you.
Well, I love you guys, too, and I will talk to you both, to all three of you soon, okay?
All right, babe.
Thank you, Dennis. Love you, babe.
Bye.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, my God. Isn't it exciting to hear, just the Survivor finale?
I know.
Ugh. All right, we only have a little bit to talk about real quick, not to change subjects, but let's get back into Big Brother Canada finale. So I just want to first say that we will have our first Big Brother 3 house guests on next week.
Now,
Terry and Paul, are you guys excited?
I absolutely am. You said it's going to be Greg. I also know that prior to you going up there, you had commented about having some assigned roommates. I don't know if that was the case in Niagara Falls. Were you roomed with Johnny also?
Well, no, that got switched around. So let me just say first that we will have the Ninja Ginger or the Ginger Ninja, whichever you want to prefer. Greg, he will be on next week, and he told me he wants to be on for as long as he can. So we're making the whole show about him when he comes on. So he will be our guest of the night next week, and I'm so excited I got to spend time with him. And I'll just say a little bit, he didn't know who the hell I was, okay?
Whoa.
Really?
And I was like, hey, oh, my God, welcome to the family. And he's like, he was so like, oh, my God, thank you. Like, and then, and I was like, I'm Michelle from Big Brother. And he was like, oh, my God. He's like, I've heard of you. I've not seen your season, but I know who you are. He's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we actually have been texting back and forth because he said, the first thing he's going to do when he gets back home is watch Big Brother 10. And I told him, hold on, strap your seats for a bumpy ride. Because it's going to be fun. And make sure you have a drink or two.
Before we run out of time, who else did you meet from this season? And any impressions?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start, you guys. I don't even know where to start. So can I start off with my roommates? Would that be good? Because whatever you don't talk about is to be continued. That's right. Come back next week so you can fill up on what I haven't digested because it's a lot. I have a lot to talk about. So first off, I was supposed to be room with Johnny, and it got switched around many times. And then all of a sudden, right, the other day before I left, I get this message on Facebook from Scott.
Do I
need to say anything else? Does anybody know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Scott was one of the three that had a chance of coming in, a couple weeks
Allison
into
Allison, himself, and Nate, yes, Paul, were able to come back via Canada votes, and also they were in the house watching the house guests for about,
Scott,
was it a week or 2 weeks, Paul?
Scott must have been so much, he is just so fun to watch the little that we watched. And they've had him on like ET Canada. I mean, he's been on still. I mean, he's such a great personality. You must have had fun meeting him.
Oh, my God. So I get a message from him, and he's like, oh, you know, hi, my name is Scott. I'm so excited to meet you. We're going to be rooming together. And I had already been – I was roomed with him and Suzette and Scott's boyfriend, Andrew. And then I was taken away from them, dishearteningly taken away from them.
Aw.
And put into Johnny's room, which I love them. Johnny, I love them. And so I get this message from Scott last like a week, and he's like, hey, I can't wait to meet you. You're going to be in my room. And I'm like, wait, what? I didn't even know I'm back in your room. And so I was like, is this true? Because I was told I'm not in your room. And he's like, it's so true. So he sends me a message, and he's like, you know, I'm going to be at this room, and, you know, call me when you get here. And my flight was delayed 6 hours getting into Canada. But if you guys have not seen my Facebook statuses, every flight of mine into and out of.
And coming home.
Coming home and going there was delayed, every single one. Every single flipping freaking flight. And I'm not going to swear because I could.
So
I don't want to.
Can I ask you, how much did it cost you to have to take a cab since you couldn't use your $80 pass?
Okay. Well, this is going, yeah. Okay. So I had purchased an $80 charter bus ticket online. I had did my TripAdvisor research. I did all my research on how I'm going to get from Buffalo International Airport, Niagara Falls, to the Canada side. And it was either via charter bus or taxi. So the charter bus was $65, and I bought my ticket, but with the surcharge, whatever, and the inside bed. And a cab was $90. So my flight was 6 hours delayed getting in. So when I arrived at Buffalo Airport, the charter bus that I had purchased was no longer running because I was there past the running time. So I lost that purchase of that ticket, and I had to pay $100 for a taxi to go over the border.
Oh, my God.
It ended up costing you like $170, and you didn't get that money back from the oh,
no,
wow.
Because I didn't realize. I thought it was like a charter bus that went back and forth, right? It went from like Buffalo to Canada and then Canada to Buffalo. So I said, oh, I'll just use it for the way back, seeing that I didn't get it on the way there, okay? So when I went to my concierge at the Hilton, by the way, plug for Netta from Big Brother 2.
Yeah.
She hooked us up with the Hilton. I went downstairs and I took the concierge, and come to find out, there's nothing that goes from the Canada side to the Buffalo side.
They just bring you in. They don't bring you back.
Yeah, pretty much. But there was either a private car or a taxi. So I said, you know, I paid $100 on the way there. Let me find out about this private car, because if I'm going to leave, why not be fancy snancy and say I got a private car? So the private car was $100. Well, it was $90. I'm including tip people, just to let you know. Because there's no shuttle buses or anything, so the shuttle that I had gotten to get into Canada, there's no way for me to go from Canada to there. So I lost that $70, and I had to pay another $100 to get back into Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
And all my flights on the way back home, every single one, which was two, were all delayed. So every flight that I had in and out was delayed. So my two-day event, along with my altogether, I think it was 11-hour of flight delays, gives you an
did
idea
they give
of how
you
much.
Any, did they give you
I received $100
okay.
Comped for Southwest, which for me, I'll take it, but it wasn't enough.
No.
But so when I arrived, it was about 7:30. I should have arrived at 1. They were all there already. And so I show up, and I'm a little bit nervous, I'll be honest with you, because I don't know what to expect. And I'm like, are these people going to fucking know who the hell I am? Should I have worn my unitard with my curly hair? Should I have brought Jesse? I didn't know what to do. So I was very nervous, and they were all at the pool and the spa when I came. So I walk in, and I'm like, hey. And, like, you know, there was the people that ran out. I was like, oh, my God. And then there was the people that sat in the spa that didn't run at me and stuff. So
Who ran up to you? Who did you get to meet?
Well, when I got there,
Sarah?
First I went to my room. So I'll talk about that, and maybe I'll leave the conversation of who ran up to me in the jacuzzi for next week, because we'll be closing our show down. So you guys stay tuned for next week. But I will end the night off by saying who I was roommates with, and it was the fabulous, our favorite, wonderful girl who has been a part of Manic Mondays, the fabulous Suzette Amaya.
Suzette.
Yay. Can we give her an applause, Paul? Can we put applause
Yay.
On? Dun, dun, dun. And I was roomed with Scott.
Awesome.
From BB Canada, too. And his boyfriend, Andrew, which is my love button. I love
Jen
him.
Frog in the chat room wants to know if you were there when Spencer proposed.
You know, I'm a little bit upset because mind you guys, my phone was on airplane mode the entire time. I didn't get text messages. I didn't get phone calls. I sporadically got Facebook messages, Twitter, whatever, when I was in a Wi-Fi area in Canada. Okay. So when I was in Buffalo waiting for my flight to go back, because guess what? I was on delay. I saw this post, and it said, Spencer, have proposed to Marilyn during this fabulous weekend. I cried because
Aww.
I didn't know. Spencer didn't say anything to me, and I'm not sure if it happened in the bus. Or it didn't happen. I know when we went on the Mist of the Bay, which if you want to know about that, come join us next week, which we went underneath the waterfalls. All of us, all together, went underneath the waterfalls of Niagara Falls.
I never even
wow.
did that.
Oh, it's so awesome, you guys. I can't even tell you.
That was incredible.
For myself, for Cherry and Paul, Spencer, Marilyn, we are wishing you a congratulations on your engagement.
Yes.
I am
awesome.
So super stoked about it. I love Marilyn. I love Spencer. I mean, I want to cry right now. I'm so happy.
I know. I'm so happy for them.
Oh, Paul, I couldn't even believe it. Like, when I saw that, I was so excited. So I think that he might have did it on the ride back to Toronto when they got off the bus together, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to spill any more stuff, Paul and Cherry, because...
But just real quickly, there was McCray from the U.S. There was you, McCray, Spencer. Who else from the U.S.?
Okay. So, we've heard about this buzz from Peter Brown about this mystery guest coming. We didn't know who. We didn't know what. We didn't know where. We didn't know from. We didn't know if it was going to drop from the sky. We were like, saying it could have been Arissa. It could have been Cass from casting. And it could have been Gary. Or it could have been Derek, who had left, but he wasn't going to come back. So, no. And we didn't know. And all of a sudden, and you guys know, that's my baby. My baby. I had no idea, and all of a sudden, Alyssa comes walking in.
Yeah.
I freaking bugged out, and I ran to her, and I was like, you didn't tell me. How could you keep this secret? She goes, Michelle, I saw that you were here, and for sure, we didn't plan on it, but we were driving by, and she's like, I definitely am going to come. Don't tell Michelle. I'm like, how could you keep a secret from me? And she's like, I had to. I love you. And can you tell Mama Costa I love her? Oh, my God. Me and her, like, hugged. So Alyssa joined us, and I will tell you guys about that next week with Ginger Ninja.
All right.
And you guys, I spent so much time with everybody. Sarah the winner. Everybody, Johnny, Ashley,
how about
Cindy,
Brittany,
Naya,
Feely,
Kevin, Pila, God, I don't want to miss anybody. Oh my God,
there,
Kenny,
I know,
Kenny, but, Kenny from season two. Oh my God,
I love
oh my
Kenny.
God, Kenny Risha. Okay,
Sarah,
wait, Risha
Sarah
is my
too.
BFF. Okay, she's gonna be coming on the next
Who?
Couple weeks. Risha.
Oh.
Me and her are two peas in the motherfucking pot. I don't want to swear. I don't want to swear, but me and her cried. You know what I mean? She was that always cry? No, me and her cried.
Well,
but
I
don't
want to
keep
say,
you guys from any kind of important information. So if you don't want to feel like I left you out, join us next week, but I'm going to fill you in with the rest, and we're going to have
that's right.
Ginger Ninja.
I just want to make a comment that this season, all three seasons of BB Canada, they have had great casting, and every person that you have gotten a chance to meet, backs that comment up.
Can I just say one thing? The cast that I meet, there's the, awkwardness of some not getting along. And I just want to say that the Canada 3 cast was, they were all so innocent. They were so beautiful. Gorgeous, by the way. I looked back and I was like, damn, we're good looking. Oh, my God. And I also want to give a shout out to Brittany from Big Brother 3 Canada, who I spent a lot of time with and cried because how overwhelmed she was with the fans. And we shared a moment. And also, I want to say, I met a lot of Big Brother fans, and I'll be honest with you, I was a little, excited because I watched these fans knock over VIP ropes to get to them, and I was like, oh, my God, I lived that moment. And I was like, nobody knows me. I'm in Canada, and I'm, like, 8 years old. But do you know how many people came up to me and was like, you are the Portuguese princess, you are God. And not only that, but the Big Brother 3 house guests, they were like, they went on their knees and they like bowed down to me and they said, I am the God of Big Brother. And it was
so
awesome,
Michelle.
You guys. It was so awesome. I'm like, wait, you know who I am? And
I'm
they
so
were like, are
you
kidding me? You
the
are
Big
the
Brother
Portuguese
family.
Princess.
Yeah. This sounds like an awesome experience for you. You talked about the fans. I'm not sure yet, but they have a morning show in Toronto on Global. It's called The Morning Show, and they had the cast the next morning. Wednesday was a finale. Thursday morning, they had the cast there, and they had some fans out there that they took questions from. And one of the young girls that they took a question from introduced herself as Shay Lynn. And I'm pretty sure it must be the Shaylin that we've had on calling in here. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty awesome. I mean, for me, like, I met Bruno and Godfrey. Oh, my God. Ashley, everything. And when I met these people, they looked at me. And, like, when I saw them looking at me, I was like, do you know who I am? Because I thought they were looking at me like, who's this girl? Because I was like, hey, welcome to the family. Oh, my God. I'm, like, bugging out. And I'm thinking that the way they were looking at me, like, who is this girl saying welcome to the family? And I'm like, do you know who I am? And they're like, you're Michelle. Yes, you are the princess. And I'm like, do you really know me? And they're like, you are epic. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you know when, like, you just don't realize
it's
because...
It's so cool, Michelle, that
oh
you're there to welcome them. And, you know, they couldn't have anybody better to be there to welcome them. Off of their,
I was
their
like the mother hen, Cherry. I was like, come here, my children. Let me spoil you and rot in your brain and send you out in the world and ruin it. No, I'm just kidding. What a great bunch of beautiful, amazing... Well, and I kept saying, looking around, and I said, God damn it, we are good looking. Good God. I mean, we walked
They're
in.
They're fortunate
to
have you there, Michelle. They're fortunate to have you there.
It was really awesome. It was really awesome. And it was funny. There was a couple people that were like, I know who you are. I didn't watch your season. I heard. And I said, wait a minute. Don't give me, I heard. I said, watch a season and then text me or call me and let me know what you think. Because if you heard, because you could heard maybe the wrong, you know.
Yes, exactly.
The wrong info.
Yeah. But no, they were all like mesmerized by me. And I'll be honest with you, I was like so mesmerized. I was such a big fan of all of them. And I was
know,
like, oh, my God, I do. But I'll be honest with you. Oh, my God. Kenny
week.
From last season.
Oh.
He's going to be coming on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't even. But you guys, I know we are going over.
Does he still have his beard?
Yes.
And next week we will have the Ninja. And he even said, I'm going to come early. Can I stay longer than I can? And I was like, yeah. Yeah,
we
can
extend.
Stay forever. Yeah, you can stay for, like, you could be an implant. We just don't mind at all. So, you guys, be ready. We're going to have the next how many weeks? And I also want to say, did you see the Big Brother fucking 17 commercials? And I only swear because I'm happy. Did you see the commercials? Oh, my God.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
we're only 22 days out, Michelle. 22 days out.
And that means 22 days away from the premiere party in New York City, which I have told many of the Canada alumni, which a lot of the West Coast alumni are like, eh, but a lot of the East Coast Big Brother Canada family said they're going to try to make it. And I also had a lot of interest of the BB Canada East Coast to come to Toys for Tots.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you are planning on or thinking about going to an event, you don't know what to do, you can't be really going, traveling far, you're around the New England area, there's going to be a mixed array of fabulous people coming, and I'm just going to say that. So I love you guys, and Cherry and Paul, I missed you guys last week, and I loved you so much, and I had such a great time. I'm so blessed. I can't wait to fill you guys in on more details. And also, maybe next week, I can fill you in on some drama.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what we can't wait for. Well, I can't
I
wait
know.
To have him on next week and hear this drama. I know that Chi-Town Joe wanted me to mention one other show we've all been kind of keeping up with, and that is... Married at First Sight. We've been, myself, Joe, and Paul, I don't know, Michelle, if you've been watching it.
No, I haven't.
But
I'm sorry.
It's getting close to wrapping up, and it's just an awesome show that we've all been watching. And it's getting down to the wire now. I think it's only got another week or two to go, and they're getting down to the point where they've got to decide whether they're going to stay married or not. And it's a really, really interesting show with three couples who literally get married at first sight. They don't know anything about each other before they say, I do. At the altar, they've never even seen each other before they step to the altar and say, I do. And then they meet their mate. And
I need to go on there. Hello. Sign me up.
And
hello. My name is Michelle. I'm single. Ready to mingle. Papa Pringle, make it single.
Two of the couples made it and are just two of the most adorable couples you've ever seen on the planet.
Now, I'm really worried about this season, though, Jerry.
Is totally different. It's totally different than the first season. And I am very concerned, like you are, Paul, about the couples. I think there may only be one couple out of the three that might make it, in my opinion.
To be honest with you, we haven't talked about this, but I hope that there is one. But when you say I think there's one, I don't even know who I would pick to be that one. I'm really not sure. I'm hopeful, but I'm not sure.
Chi-Town Joe just said in the chat room, let's get Michelle on the show.
Oh, my God. Wait, I just want to say real quick before we go, speaking of marriages, I did not even know this until it was on social media, but we have our fellow Big Brother family, Jeff and Jordan, on Marriage Reality Boot Camp.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It started May 29th,
we've all been watching.
Trouble in Paradise. So weird. I never thought that would happen. Okay, robots of the Big Brother world, please step out of your comfort zone and know that this is like really, why? I thought this happy couple was okay. So for me, it's like, you know what? For you guys to realize it's just not a happy road. It's not all what it seems. And I really want to see something that's meaningful, and I haven't seen the first episode. If you guys saw it, maybe you can butter in. But I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Cherry, I want to quickly. We keep trying to wrap it up, but things keep popping into my mind and yours. But did you watch the version, Cherry, where I think they call it Watch It, where they have three cast members making comments?
Cherry? It might be. It's on my DVR, I think, but I have not watched that one.
Well, it was Kendra. No, it was Aubrey. The situation and the basketball wise lady, and as they're making comments, I don't like watching that kind of a show. But I was curious. They were all saying how generally, unbelievably, how nice Jeff and Jordan were. I mean, they.
So why are they there? Why are they in a boot camp?
Jordan wants to get married right away.
Okay, that's not a boot camp. That's like Jordan needs to, like if somebody doesn't want, okay, first off, they have been together forever, okay?
Jordan,
Jordan needs to move on. I'm sorry, but I mean, why they're in boot camp.
Michelle. First of all, they did get engaged on Big Brother on the last season, and I heard from a source that they've already announced a wedding date in October of 2016. So whatever they went through must have worked.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I did hear
that they came through the boot camp fine and better than they went in. So I know whatever happened in boot camp worked.
I just want to see what happens. For me, I just like, I don't know.
You guys watch the reality couples boot camp update to see where all the reality couples are now? Oh, my gosh, that was a wonderful update.
Cherry, I realized I was ready to watch, and I realized I had not yet watched the final three episodes of last season, so I wanted to finish watching it first.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Paul.
All right.
That was a great update, so you've got to watch it.
I will.
Well, we've pushed it to the limits.
Yeah, we have.
Make sure you guys come back next week. We have a fabulous guest, Ginger Ninda. And put the sign over your eye like a peace sign. I can't wait for him to come on. I spent a lot of time with him, you guys, and me and him definitely connected. He had no idea who I was, and we talked a lot, and I bet you right now at this moment he's probably Googling me.
Aww.
So I can't wait
watching season 10.
Yeah, I told him everything.
Michelle, if he Googled you, I would bet you that one of the videos that certainly pops up is when you turned your back in the DR. That's probably his first introduction to you.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, there was a few of the Big Brother Canada people that asked me a lot of questions, and one of the persons that asked me a lot of questions is Jordan. He was very intuitive, and hello, shout out to Jordan.
JP, they called him.
JP, yeah. And he was very, like, kind of, like, reportive. Like, he was a reporter. He was like, so how did you feel when this happened? And like, he was, like, epic. But, you know, it's funny because Greg didn't really know who I was. He heard about me. So the first thing he said is, I'm going to Google you. And I was like, oh, my God, make sure you have popcorn. And I will give you my number, and I'll be on your standby alertiveness of text messaging because you're going to say, oh, my God. And I told him, I was like, there's an episode where I give my back, and I'm the first person ever in jury to leave to go to Caliban Islands.
Yep.
And he looked at me like a little puppy dog, and he was like, get out. And I was like, yes. And he was like, that's the first thing he's going to do. So he text messaged me and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm watching it. So I can't wait to hear what he says next week. So I love you guys. I'm so glad to be back. And I'm so glad that I have a voice to be able to tell you guys that.
Michelle, there's something in the Big Brother family that just happened this weekend that we didn't get a chance to talk about. Cherry also had not heard this. I apologize for not mentioning it, but go ahead, Cherry.
Apparently, Evil's mom has passed away.
We want to give our condolences to Evil Dick's mom. He's a staple, and he's a really dear friend of mine and ours here. And
our prayers are with him and his family. Yeah,
absolutely. We love and care for him, and he's going through a rough time. And to lose your mother, I'm not even going to go there.
And of course, we talk about evil, but it was also Danny's grandmother who raised her. So our condolences
to
her as well.
I just want to mention, too, that Thomas, who's in our chat room and who has helped the Bad Reality Show for many, many years, you know, he lost his mom just last year. It hasn't even been quite a year, I don't think. And today would have been her birthday as well. My mom and his mom shared a birthday. And so I just want to wrap my arms around Thomas right now and give him a big hug and let him know our prayers are with him as well.
Absolutely. Hugs to him as well. We all love you here in the Ravioli Show.
He's helped us so much.
Well, I will ask for prayers as well. I don't often do this, but having a really hard time with my dad right now, and I just don't know what the answer is. He's been moved out of his apartment into healthcare, and my mother is so trying to be supportive and take care of him and visit him, and he's just being very difficult right now and wanting to go back up to the apartment, and my mother can't have that. She can't have the burden of the condition that he's in. And he's got pretty bad, my sister calls it Alzheimer's at times, but they basically say it's Alzheimer's type dementia. He's not full blown type of thing, but he's been just very difficult the past several days, and it's just tearing my mother up tremendously. And I just hope at some point he will be able to accept his living situation and not, you know, he's just piling on the guilt of my mother right now. And they're both going to turn 93 this year, so you can imagine all that combined is very difficult. So I don't know what the answer is, but certainly prayer can help.
We'll keep you and your father and your mom in our prayers as well, Paul. I certainly hope things get better for your family and for your father and your mom and everyone as well.
Okay.
Michelle, I know that you need some rest.
Yeah, let's end this on some kind of a positive note, huh? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I love you guys, and I'm so glad to be back and glad to have my voice. And I was able to have such a great experience, and I can't wait to share more of it. There's a lot more where that came from, so stay tuned to next week. And like I said, bring your ginger ninja with you. And I love you guys.
Love you too.
Well, we certainly love you too. And I can't wait to hear more of your stories next week.
Oh, wow. A lot of good stories.
Well, I guess we will wrap up tonight's show with Ron, as we always do.
We love you, Ron.
Welcome on the switchboard.
We love you. We love you.
Yes, we had a call come on the switchboard. I'm not sure if they're just listening or they wanted to chat with us. So I was kind of waiting to see if they pushed the one. But they haven't, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap this up with Ron, as we always do. Michelle, thank you so very much for coming on and telling us all about your fun at Niagara Falls. And I can't wait for next week when we start really hearing about the real fun you had, and with a great guest from Big Brother Canada 3. And I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the Big Brother Reality Roundtable Show, where Paul and I will just talk about reality shows of all kinds and talk about Big Brother and what we hope to see in the upcoming season, and all kinds of fun stuff on Thursday night. We haven't done a roundtable show in quite some time, so we'll have a few of those before Big Brother season starts and Cowboy returns with his show. So come and chat with us on Thursday night. It's just going to be sort of an open forum. So we hope you join us for that at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and then back here again on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. So we're going to close up for tonight with Ron. Here we go, folks. Take care. Have a great week, everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one with Michelle Costa. Say goodnight, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. That's a wrap. Good night, everyone.